Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just heard from Darius. It is time to bring him in now for our over-under segment we do every single week ahead of Commanders football. He took a look at the FanDuel projections. We're going to find out how we think the game plays out, get a feel for a game script here, play a little over-under.
What's up, boys? Thanks for having me out here at Pupatella in Chantilly with you. Let's start with QB1 for the Commanders. Unfortunately, QB1's not Jaden Daniels. It is Marcus Mariota this week. FanDuel has him set at 202.5 passing yards, over or under.
He's been really close to this mark, pretty much. I'm going to say under, but by a smidge. I think it's like a 198 kind of situation. I think he runs a little bit. I think the run game gets going a little bit. I just don't think there's enough downs, not enough first downs, not enough big strike plays to go over that, despite how bad Miami's defense is.
He's going to go over that, actually. 202 yards. He went for 213 last week against Detroit. He went for 213 in Kansas City against the Chiefs. And he went over 200 against the Raiders as well. So in more of his starts than not, he's hit the over. And I think Miami's got a really flawed defense with a pretty suspect secondary. So let's go over for Marcus Mariota. I do think Washington's going to be able to move the football, which is maybe a precursor for some of my answers here.
The opposing quarterback is Tua Tagovailoa. They have him set at 233.5.
Over.
Over.
And it
over.
Doesn't really matter what they would have set it at, under 300. I mean, you've got no Trey Amos. You've got no Marshon Lattimore. So you think about how bad and porous this secondary's been, and now you take the top two cornerbacks out of the equation. Who is playing corner on this team? Remember last week, all week long, we debated, should they move Mikey Sanders still out of the nickel to the boundary because they were without one of their starters? And they said, no, we want to keep him in the nickel. That's our best way forward. Well, now they lost their other starter for the rest of the season. Both of those guys are out for the year. So now I don't think you have a choice. I think you probably have to move Mikey Sanders still out of the nickel. And then you've got to play a lot of Jonathan Jones, Noah Igbinoghene in and outside. I just there's not a path forward here for them to have a really good plan against Jaylen Waddle.
So even – the answer's over, by the way. But even in their wins recently, here's the argument against him going over. He hasn't been that prolific throwing the football. They've run it so well. He's been really efficient, only throwing, you know, 20, 21 times. And he was connecting on a couple touchdowns, but Achane has gone nuts. They've run it really well, et cetera. I expect some of that. But there's just too many big plays available against this stupid, dumb defense with this atrocious secondary. He goes over that number.
Moving on to the rushing totals, you'll hear this guy every Tuesday at 5 o'clock right here on the Grant Danny radio program. Bill Kroski-Merritt, 32.5 rushing yards.
I love Bill. Under. They can't run the ball. That run game is broken. I don't know what happened. I think somebody left a play sheet somewhere, or people know what the calls are, etc. I expect the ball to move through maybe some RPOs in the pass game, some Mariota runs, etc. I don't think the ground game gets going. I think they'll try to satisfy all the people that just yell, run the dang ball. But that run game, I've seen enough. They can't do it.
You said 32?
32.5.
That's really low. Way over. Definitely over. He's averaged over that over the last month while they weren't running the ball. Not by much, by the way. I mean, 38, 30, 33 yards in three of his last four games here. But this is like the part of the season where they haven't run it and Danny's mad about. He's accidentally gotten to that total. And they're playing a worse run defense than Detroit or Seattle or Kansas City. Really, since they played Dallas, they haven't played a team this bad. And he was over against Dallas in a game where they stopped running the football because they were down by a lot. So he'll go over. I guess my question is usage. What is the role comparative to Chris Rodriguez? I think Rodriguez, if he's healthy enough to go, starts. You battering ram him in the first drive or two. Then you bring in Bill as your change of pace speed guy. So you kind of start with the Thunder, then you go to the Lightning. And it has worked better, for the record. You know, when they started using Bill exclusively, when he was getting all the carries, I think it took away some of what he does really well, and that burst
yep.
didn't mean as much. It's like bringing in a guy throwing 100 after your starter was a lefty throwing a bunch of looping breaking balls. I think it'll be effective against the Dolphins because their defense isn't very good.
Chris Rodriguez was a full participant in practice all week, doesn't have an injury designation going into the game. FanDuel has him set at 37.5.
Higher than Bill.
Yeah.
That is interesting. I'll go under that. Now, he got hurt last week, or else he probably would have led them in carries significantly. But what does that look like? I think the whole point of Rodriguez is they're using him to set up Bill for more success. They're not majoring in Chris Rodriguez. So to me, it's like 7 to 10 carries. That would mean he's got to average 5 to 7 a pop, which, unless he hits a big one, to Danny's right. point, it's hard to do. So I would go under that because I still think Bill's going to lead them in touches.
I got under. Last week, 6 for 16. I think more of that. I think it's a early down, we're going to wind up and punch you as hard as we can in the stomach and, you know, maybe get a couple of yards in a cloud of dust just to kind of show it so we can do other stuff.
The quarterback also has a rushing total set at 24.5. That's Marcus Mariota, over or under.
I like the over for that one. I think there's enough scramble. I think there's enough design. He's so good at that, you know, late pull-down keeper on the read option type look. I think it, all it takes is one 12 or 13-yarder, and you're, you know, more than halfway there, whoa, whoa, living on a prayer. So I think that he'll end up going over that total just by virtue of a couple scrambles and one hit on a quarterback run.
I'll go under because he's been under in all but two games that he's played in this season, and one of the two where he was over, he was just barely over, and that was on, like, let's see, a bunch of carries. But I think that they're going to have enough success running the ball with their backs for the first time in several weeks. They may not lean as heavily in.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To Mariota design stuff. I think Danny's right, though. You're talking about one pull on read option where he keeps the ball to get 15, 18, 19 yards, and now he slams the over. But assuming, you know, his long is 7 to 9 or something, I think it's like four carries for low 20s, mid-20s yards.
Is it me, or does every time Mariota run in a game, he has to find one run where he tries to hurdle somebody?
He's a hurdler.
And he is a hurdler.
It's his default. You know the guy that always does the spin move in Madden?
Of course.
Right, yeah. You've kicked him out of your league before. But, like, that guy, like, it's like, oh, I'm going to do it. Like, he just over spin moves. And it's like, I know what's coming, dude.
You remember the movie Knocked Up with Seth Rogen?
Sure, yeah.
The dice move. It's his dice move.
Yeah, it's his dice move.
He's
yeah.
got the one move in the open field.
It's his only move.
But Danny kind of hit on this. Marcus Mariota is exceptional at read option. They really should dial those faders up when he's in the game. Because I'm not sure anybody in the league is better at the mesh point. Reading it out, riding it down the line of scrimmage. Like, he is awesome at it. He'd be the kind of guy that could teach a – if he did the tight end U thing in the offseason, but it was like
– read option U.
Mesh point U. He could just teach that, and quarterbacks from all over the league would travel by horseback or whatever to go see him give his spiel.
Let's get shirts made of that. Let's move to the receiving totals. Debo Samuel is currently wide receiver one. They have him set at 49.5.
I like the under. Again, I don't think he's himself. If this was first half of the season, Debo Samuel, pre-heel injury Debo Samuel, or whatever, when the offense had some threats, Debo Samuel, I would hammer the over on this one. The way his utilization, or the way he was being utilized, rather, throughout this whole season, you would say there's the occasional bit of downfield. This is just nothing but jet sweeps into seven people, a pop pass into seven people, the occasional bubble screen, and maybe a shallow cross. There's not much available for him right now.
He has not exceeded this total in 5 weeks. And he's only played in four of those games. But his last over 49 yards was at the Chargers way back on October 5th. So to Danny's point, it's been broken. Is that the heel? Is that the play calling? Is he? You know, anytime he struggles, it seems like everybody asks, is he in football shape? Like whatever those questions are that pop up. But actually, I'm going to go over. I've got the 230 to 40-yard passing day already dialed up. I don't think Marcus Mariota gets there without Debo putting up numbies. It's not going to be because Robbie Chosen and Jacoby Jones both go for 93 yards or something. So I'm going to say Debo, we get to, you know, six catches for like 63 yards or something. He has his best game since that game in L.A. way back in October.
Jalen Lane showed he could stretch the field last week with a big catch downfield. They have him set at 23.5 receiving yards.
You know, I'm in on Jalen Lane overs. I think they got to use him going vertically. And this is – I mentioned this earlier in the show. I think this is the craziest stat that I'll drop a couple times today. But Mariota's percentage of throws 10-plus yards downfield, at a 42% clip, he pushes the ball beyond 10. To me, he and Jalen Lane should be able to make some sweet music. There haven't been a lot of opportunities because when Mariota's played, the way that the receiving depth has gone, it's not like it's the Jalen Lane show typically. That's been more of a Jaden Daniels thing with some of the stacked up injuries on the depth chart. But it takes one opportunity to get him going vertically. And you saw the vertical passing game last week return. They had three 30-plus yard catches, including one to Lane on that deep post route. I'm going over. I think they like what they found there, and they trust him a little more after seeing him win on a post, make a contested catch.
Nope. I got an under. I wish. I hope. I want it to happen. I want that breakout. I want something dependable. I want something consistent beyond, you know, the kickoff foibles and fumbles and things. He's their best chance at downfield because he's got the most wheels, got the most giddy up, got the most burst. I just don't see it happen.
Based on the math so far, I think Danny's got him going for like 119 yards in the game.
Now you're starting to feel the vibe.
They are playing the number 27 defense in the National Football
League. Dallas was ranked lower when they played.
One more receiving prop for the Commanders. That would be tight end Zach Ertz. Over under false start set at 2.5. No, 43.5 receiving yards.
Under on the false starts, he will do two. It was at 43.5?
43.5
receiving. Not doing a bit. I just think a little bit under there. He'll get his five catches for 33, 34 yards. I don't see anything dynamic enough to get over.
I'll say under that. That seems high to me, by the way. I have to look up the numbers now. Did the Dolphins get destroyed by tight ends? Why is that number so high? He has not been, you know, over that consistently all season. He's got, since week two, two overs maybe? That number? The last 2 weeks, I guess, they've gotten him going. 4 for 46 against Seattle. 4 for 54 against Detroit. So maybe that's the reflection of that. And to his credit, you know, last year was the second half of the year where he came to life. Barreling down the stretch with seven catch, 70-yard games. Of course, NFC Championship game, I think he caught 11 or 12 passes, something like that. I'm going to go under, though. I think it's probably, like Danny said, I'm going to say like five catches for 40 yards or something.
And then over-under on 2.5 false starts?
Under that.
Good, good.
I'm going to say 0 to 1 false start because it's basically it's neutral site game, but it's certainly not a road game. The way it sounds, Toby Altizer, our Odyssey insider from Madrid, said – it's like 4 to 1 walking the streets of Commanders fans to Dolphins fans. I think it's going to feel more like a home game. Not that that stops Zach Ertz.
I was going to say, he does it at home, too, really well. Yeah. It's not a noise thing. It's a never practice thing.
He's one of the many veterans that doesn't practice a whole lot. Damn. Is that all we got?
That will be it.
Over under for the Commanders and the Dolphins.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.